Hare Metcalf, January 21st, 1898. I have some things to say to you, Brother Hare. Do you remember when several of us went to look for a lot for the meeting house? You first took us to the spot where was a bent tree under which a horse and wagon could pass. You said, "This is the lot that W.C. White and Elder Rousseau selected." I said, "I cannot understand that, for just before he left, W.C. White asked me if I would object to getting out of the carriage and looking at the best location for a meeting house." I consented, and we looked at the lots, and as near as I can remember, I will show you the very spot. We then went to the ground with Brother Haskell, the Brethren Lamplows, and several others. I repeated to those present that which I had said to Brother Hare. Brother Hare said that the first place was the best because secluded and away from all dust and noise of the bullock wagons. I could not see that the noise of the bullock teams would be an objection. Then the objection was raised that the larrikins would gather about the premises and make mischief. But we thought the meeting should be where it would be accessible to outside parties. The more retired the position, the more favorable it would be for hiding places for those who wish to do mischief. But if placed within sight of the road and facing the shops of Brethren Hansen and Lamplow, the house would be protected. As we began to specify the most favorable lots, Brother Hare spoke to me, saying if we would wait until W.C. White came home, he would give his opinion. I said, "Brother Hare, his opinion was given before he left for America." He said he understood things differently. Willie was then expected earlier. I said to Brother Hare, "We will not rush anything. We will move carefully and considerately. But every man that is on this ground must see that this is the best place for the meeting house. We want the very choicest piece of land for a house for the Lord, even if it takes three lots to make it. We will make the Lord no mean sacrifice." Brother Hare left, fully dissenting from us. That night, I think it was about that time, I will not give exact dates, but I think I have them in some of my writings, I was aroused at an early hour. Matters were brought before me in the night season. The words were spoken, "Arise and build a house for God." Then some statements were made, and again the messenger repeated the words, "Arise and build. Make no delay." I wrote this at once to the brethren. I will not go into all the particulars, but from that time, Brother Hare did not cooperate with us. But we knew that the Lord was with us, and that we were following His directions. The work was the Lord's. Brother Hare might have participated with his brethren, and they would have been glad to have him cooperate with them. But he had taken his stand on the other side and kept it. The house was built, and the Lord was with those whose heart was in the work. Brother Hare was on losing ground, and I felt this keenly. I regret nothing that we have done. We have moved intelligently in the fear of the Lord under His guidance. If Brother Hare chose to stand in the position he had taken, there he must stand. We had heard the word from the Lord. Go forward, and we would not wait for any human voice that directed contrary to this. The angels of God were with the workmen on the ground, and the light and blessing of heaven rested upon them. The church was built and dedicated before the school closed, and every heart should have been in perfect harmony to praise God with joyful songs of thanksgiving. We had every encouragement from heaven in this enterprise. It was of God. It was His work, done under His supervision. It was built at the right time, for at that time, able workmen were right on the ground to carry forward the work. They were the Lord's instrumentalities just when it was needed to be done. The light given me of God was to work without delay, and we obeyed His voice. Were we, who moved forward, out of line? No. More recently, the light has been given to me that Brother Hare has been working in the counsel of his own erroneous judgment. Behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Isaiah 50, verse 9 to 11.